For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Another wild donkey has been brutally attacked near Ritchie Canyon in Riverside County. That's according to a local animal rescue group. This is the latest in a series of recent mysterious attacks on the donkeys. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
Herds of wild donkeys, also known as burros, have roamed the canyons between Riverside and San Bernardino County for more than a century. Donkeyland, a nonprofit that rescues injured burros in the Inland Empire, says the most recent donkey death was gruesome. They found a beheaded donkey in Ritchie Canyon late Monday. Since December, a dozen burros have been discovered with deep gashes and body parts ripped off. Amber Lavon, who's the founder of Donkeyland, said in a text to KVCR, it's not clear what's responsible. Three dead burros have been sent to a state lab for testing to help determine the cause of death. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet.
The Yucaipa City Council voted unanimously Monday night to rescind approval of a controversial development plan tied to a proposal warehouse complex near Interstate 10. The freeway corridor-specific plan update would have cleared the way for a 2-million-square-foot warehouse in Live Oak Canyon. Residents opposed the project and gathered more than 5,000 signatures to force a referendum on the issue, which would have been decided by voters in June. City Attorney Stephen Graham told the council Monday was the last chance to repeal the approvals before the election process moved forward, holding that election would have cost the city about $200,000. Council members say the city will now begin a new community planning process for the freeway corridor. Proponents of an initiative to establish voter ID requirements in California say they've cleared the signature threshold to send it to the ballot. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
36 states have some form of voter ID. California is not one of them. Instead, voters here sign an affidavit attesting to their eligibility. Republican lawmakers have long pushed for bills to instate a voter ID requirement, including Assemblymember Carl DeMaio of San Diego, who tried a bill last year.
If you care about the health of our democracy, giving voters what they've demanded, voter ID, citizenship verification, and more oversight on the elections process should be a no-brainer.
But Democrats have squashed legislative attempts to establish voter ID in California. They argue it'll disenfranchise minority voters who are less likely to have a government-issued ID. Last year, DeMaio vowed to push a ballot initiative instead. A 2025 UC Berkeley poll shows a majority of Californian voters support showing proof of citizenship to vote. As proponents clear this critical threshold, Democratic-led organizations are ramping up opposition efforts. That includes the California Federation of Labor Unions, where Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher is president.
This is, again, a solution in search of a problem, and one which is just an effort by kind of the Trump Republicans to disenfranchise those who are most vulnerable, are busiest, and are working people.
The Secretary of State has yet to certify the initiative, which has over 1.3 million signatures. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
The Riverside County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to allow about 650 acres of land in Mead Valley to be used for industrial and commercial development. The county's decision changes land previously designated mostly for rural and residential use. It could allow projects such as warehouse and retail stores. County planning staff say the change aligns with Mead Valley's specific plan, which already identifies areas for commercial and industrial activity. Residents and environmental justice groups oppose the move because the changes could bring more truck traffic and worsen air quality. Supervisor Jose Medina, who represents Mead Valley, said the county is listening to community concerns and that details could change if a development proposal comes forward. Our local valley should be mostly sunny today with light winds and warmer temperatures. Daytime highs will range from the lower to upper 80s with overnight lows in the lower 50s. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.